We get back to fuller market conditions on this Tuesday as Europeans return to their desks following the May Day holiday long weekend. As we look out there at the state of markets, it's the yen and Australian dollar that stand out on the currency front. The yen has been hit hard in the aftermath of a BOJ decision that failed to offer any changes to policy last week. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar has been moving in the opposite direction, outperforming on this Tuesday after the RBA came out and surprised with a 25 basis point rate hike. U.S. equities have been chopping around after the S&P 500 pushed back towards yearly high levels on Monday. Some headlines getting attention out there include headlines around the U.S. debt ceiling, though ultimately this never really proves to be a market-moving event. We've also seen headlines around fallout in the banking sector and this latest implosion at First Republic resulting in an acquisition by J.P. Morgan in an emergency government-led intervention. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar come from German retail sales, some German and Eurozone manufacturing PMI reads, UK manufacturing PMI reads, Eurozone inflation data, US JOLTS job openings, and US factory orders. That's all for now.